description. There's a lot to do up here today. This is from various places in Mark. When they were approaching Jerusalem at Bethphage and Bethany near the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'What are you doing? Why are you doing this?' just say, 'The Lord needs it and will send it back here immediately.'" They went away and found a colt, sure enough, tied near a door outside in the street. As they were untying it, some of the bystanders, sure enough, said to them, "What are you doing untying the colt?" They told them what Jesus had said, and they allowed them to take it. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut in the fields. Then those who went ahead and those who followed were shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest heaven." Then he entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he looked around at everything, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. These are our sacred stories.
Jesus comes into Jerusalem escorted by a crowd, spreading their garments on the path before him, while others cut branches from the trees and hold them up and wave them, triumphant laurels, amid shouts, reminders of Jesus's royal lineage. Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna to the Son of David. Jerusalem was a place of tension. It was the center of religious devotion, the place of God's presence in the temple, and yet it was also the center of religious collaboration with imperial power. Under Roman rule, not only were people to pay their tithes in the temple, but they were also to pay their imperial taxes there. It was the standard practice of the Roman governors of Judea to be in Jerusalem for the major Jewish festivals. They did this not out of empathetic reverence for the religious devotion of their Jewish subjects, but to be in the city in case there was trouble. And often there was trouble, especially at Passover, a festival that celebrates the Jewish people's liberation from a previous oppressor. Jesus rides on a donkey down from the Mount of Olives to the city, surrounded by a crowd of enthusiastic followers and sympathizers who spread their cloaks and strew leafy branches and shout, "Hosanna." The meaning of this demonstration becomes clear. It is symbolism from the prophet Zechariah. According to Zechariah, a king would be coming to Jerusalem humble and riding on a colt, the foal of a donkey. In Mark and in Luke, the reference to Zechariah is implicit. The Gospel of Matthew, however, makes the connection explicit by quoting the passage from Zechariah. "Tell the daughter of Zion, look, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, on the foal of a donkey." If we kept reading in Zechariah, the passage details what kind of king this will be. He will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the war horse from Jerusalem. The battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall command peace among the nations. Perhaps this royal display of throwing cloaks in the road is a mockery of the Roman government holding their own procession across town. Perhaps it is a sincere welcoming of the one the people expected to reign in a new world order, a coming kingdom of God. This king, this Jesus, riding on a donkey, comes, as Zechariah mentions, to banish war from the land. No more chariots or war horses. Jesus in his counter procession, Roman troops parading into town with their horses and their army and their might, their power and their glory and their violence. The empire ruled the world with violence, and it was on full display just across town. And so Jesus's procession presents an alternative vision. A realm of God sustained not through violence, but peace. Not through oppression, but justice and sharing. And they killed him for it, for this alternative realm. Amen.